last year, was the effect of chanting Hare Krishna mantra without diksha? Because many people, they chant Hare Krishna on beach for years without having diksha from a guru. What is the benefit of that? The question is asked, many people, when they start Krishna Bhakti or even after initiated, they ask the question, what is the best way to know Krishna, become Krishna conscious? Should we just chant or read about Krishna? I'm confused. Or we should just chant a lot of rounds, or should we read? So the answer is chanting Hare Krishna mantra is essential. But before we start chanting, we need to study and read about Krishna. Then afterwards comes chanting. So first comes Shravanam, then Kirtanam. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Mishra, Smaranam, Padasevanam. There's a sequence of Navida Bhakti described in the seventh canto by Prahlad Maharaj and fully illuminated and elaborated on in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the steps of devotion. So first thing is hear, read, and study about Krishna, Tava, praying Tava, Nam Tava. So before chanting, we need to study about Krishna. Then comes chanting. Because we have to learn how to chant. We have to learn the 10 aparads, and learn how to chant properly, and what the meaning of what the mantra art is, what the meaning of the mantra is. Every action we do gives some reaction or some result. So proper action gives a proper result, the improper action gives a wrong result. So proper action, how do we know how to act properly? It comes from proper knowledge. So every action is preceded by knowledge about it. So the first step is to get proper knowledge about Krishna and about chanting, the art of chanting, and the method of chanting, and the purpose of chanting, the meaning of chanting, why we chant, and then we start to chant. So first study here, philosophy, and tava, and now tava, and then you start chanting. Jai, jai, Shri Radhe.